Night, night, puppy. You already know where you're at. Your brain slides into puppy space so easily these days. But it's okay to want support. It's okay to want proof. Extra proof of where your mind goes when you're decked out. When you have all the things that you want to add to your puppy experience. But whatever you add on top, whatever you let drag you in, whatever you let be the signal to just begin thinking pup thoughts, being pup thoughts, being down and deep and good puppy scritches along your ear, down the back of your neck, in all the ways that make your mind leak out of you and leave behind just a simpler, more eager, obvious desire to be given commands, to be played with, maybe to be collared, maybe to be leashed, maybe to be put in a certain posture, hands and knees ready and able to please. But whatever state you're in, it begins with one important ingredient, a puppy brain. The puppy mind sets you up to begin. The puppy mindset is where we begin, and once you're there, you start to think in terms of, oh, what's the right thing for a puppy to do in this situation? And as long as we work within that framework, you're being guided to the right place, the best place for you. It is the alignment of your mind with your expectations that makes what we do so powerful. Your mind gets out of the way. Because a puppy brain thinks, but it just thinks about how to get to the next thing. And if it doesn't need to think because you're being handled, because a handler is putting you in position, because you are under direct supervision, in those circumstances, I think your mind can be blank pup, wonderfully, sublimely removed from the equation. That's the mind, that's the math, that's the mental math. The equation strips out your brain entirely if somebody's likely to give you an order. That way you can just wait. Wait to do your next trick. You love to do your tricks for me, don't you, pup? Yes. Mind and body in alignment. Puppy mind, but how do we get you closer to a puppy body? Well, the whole reason why puppy training is so good is because you already expect conditioning. When you're a puppy, you expect to be told, here are your tricks, here's how you do them. You'll be corrected. Correcting a puppy feels natural, normal, healthy. It's different from other forms of correcting. It's different from other forms of training. There's something so wholesome and pure about a puppy being told just how to be of use, just how to be immersed in sublime pleasure. And the pleasure you feel as a puppy is very useful. Useful to me if I'm conditioning you. Useful to any handler who is training you, positioning you, who's winding a collar on you or connecting a leash or putting you in your bondage gear. If puppy play is appropriate to any particular outfits for you, then they become part of the pattern. That's what it is, the pattern of training. Think about puppies. Think about good puppy play behavior. Carrying your leash in your mouth and inviting yourself to be subjected, subjugated, brought into line. Or maybe just moving through your paces, being put on your hands and knees gently, following when your handler snaps, or beckons, or whistles. Anything at all that brings your attention to what you need to do. But even left to your own devices, a puppy still has plenty you can do. Plenty they can do, plenty you can do. It's you. Whenever you hear someone say, you're puppy, you think, that's me, I'm puppy, I'm a puppy. Your eager puppy brain leaps out ahead of the rest of you. And because it's running out ahead, all your other thoughts remain behind. And you have an empty head as you run into puppy, into all the puppy things. Breathe deep. Let your mind fall away and realize the puppy mind is a separate thing. It has already pared away everything you don't need. In engineering, there is a principle, a philosophy, and it's not always the right one, but it certainly is for puppies. And that is, a project is not done when we've finished adding everything we need to add. You don't need your gear or puppy play accoutrements of any kind. You are you. You are puppy. You are puppy. You are here to play good puppy. And because that's how you are that way no matter what. It's you. It's a property of you. No, an engineering project isn't done when we've added all the things we need to add. A puppy isn't done when we've added all the things we need to add. You're done when there's nothing left to take away. When only the essential components are present, that's when the project is ready. That's when it's been done the best. When all that's there is puppy, and all else is left by the wayside. Because there are things we can do to make the you that pops out, that falls on hands and knees, that barks or yips or pants or wants in some way to broadcast that you are puppy. That part of you can be rewarded, validated, lifted up. A single deep, shuddering, resonating breath, a single deep, mindless place. Breathe deep. Hold it a moment. Breathe out. The reflective motion of self-deepening. Because you see, every time we play, when you're being a good puppy, my good puppy, your good puppy, any handled puppy, you can fill any role, any kind of being handled or left for solo play. You have the capacity to fit into all those things that you want. And part of that is because there's a dual purpose. Every time you drop and every time you think puppy thoughts, you are stripping away the mind that was there before. So exercises that seem like meditation or self-hypnosis to enhance the induction I am weaving, the words I am eliciting, those maneuvers are in fact something that belongs to the non-puppy brain and that quell it down. When your mind is away, the puppy will play. So that deep breath, slow in, hold it a second, and two, and three, and four, and five, let it out slowly. That process, that's for quelling the conscious mind so we can find what's left behind. When you send your brain to sleep, when the mind is away, the puppy will play. And I have so many ways for you to play. And all you need to do is say yes in that barking, paws up, pup, yipping way that you find fills your mind. Say yes and the puppy brain will expand to fill your entire mind, suppressing, quelling, and quieting the induced waking space. Good puppy. And since your paws are up, I can make them drop. Paws down, brain down, good pup, night night pup, good. Breathe deeply, relax. I'll give you some instructions and then you can play with them. Play with yourself. Drift down. You know what you want and you know this is where you can get it. So, of course, this is where a good puppy will den down and wait for my words. Night, night, puppy. Deeper. I think you can go deeper. You can go deeper for me. You're a good pup. Paws up. Good pup. Paws up. And they're up so you can offer them to me. Offer me your paws. But they still look a little too much like hands. We have to take puppy brain away from where it was. So I slide these boots on, slide a little covering into place, cover you. And as it slides on, remember, the waking mind goes to sleep. The puppy brain is very much here, here for me to keep you where you need to be, deeper down. Offer your hands, bind them, lock them up, cover them over, little mitts, little gloves, ways to cover. Ways to bind. And your mind can be bound too, because all the parts of your mind that existed before are out of you, because the puppy's getting bound up now. Puppy paws. Puppy paws, and your mind pauses. Puppy paws, and all you can do, you're where you are. In order to get in position to offer your paws, you had to get down low and offer them up, or you had to come toward me, and I could pull you down. When you offer your hands and have them bound, when they're bound, your mind locks in and you find, while there are little mitts, while there are paw gloves, while your paws are covered and look more like they can, more like they did, more like they will. Offer your hands, bind them up, and your puppy mind gets bound inside along with that. And you're down, low, deep down, following along, finding you're right where you need to be. When you're on your knees and your puppy brain is where it needs to be, the brain feels good. And it feels good. Being a puppy feels good. Resonate on that. Ruminate on that. Play it through your brain. Being a puppy feels good. When you have those paws in place, you submit and your mind pauses. Your mind pauses. Gloves up, pup. And that's a submissive, simple mindset, because when you're in the puppy brain, you're dispelling the normal brain, the waking brain, the mind that just gets in the way of being a good puppy who can play and play all day. On your knees, ready to please, hands and knees, paws up, don't need hands. Paws and knees, down on puppy fours, down, ready to be put in your place. And when you're in your place, it's easier to face the reality that a puppy is the best thing you can be. The best thing you can be is we play and you learn. As you're trained and you're handled and you're triggered into place, you are a good puppy. Paws up. And it's a slow, delicate process, or it's a quick, obvious process. But your mind comes to the realization in time that hands, do you really need them? Visualize puppy with paws. A puppy with the brain on paws as well. If you paw at things, if you look up, if you depend on your handler, or on guidance, or on puppy mind, or on using your mouth more, using your body position more, paws are better. Paws serve a purpose, and they protect you, let you move around easily down on hands and knees, like when you're leashed, or when you're collared, or when you're just a good pup. Good pup in place, face what you are, what you need, how you are. Your mind locks in. You see all the things that you begin to understand, starting with you don't need hands, paws, gloves, mitts, pup, bound, bondage, bound mind as well. Your mind can pause while you have paws. Just think and think of other ways you can strip away the everyday and become the puppy you always want to be. This is how you want to be, how you need to be. And as you go about your steps, you feel them more securely. Mitts wrapped around you. A firm anchor. That's the lovely thing about puppy brain. Waking brain has more complexities, but puppy brain has more power. Moves on rails, moves in pathways. It seeks pleasure. You seek pleasure, don't you? You want to be a good puppy. You want to be a good puppy and do all the things you're supposed to do, which includes some nice mitts for you. Bound hands, bound mind, puppy in place. And these will keep you in your place comfortably, safely, capably. Puppies learn better from state-dependent learning. If you're in the state of being bound up, gloved, on hands and knees, maybe collared, maybe handled, maybe leashed, you are a better puppy. And the better you become as a puppy, the more you anchor things. I don't need a clicker, although I can click good puppy and anchor that little reward. But you learn your place, and when you're in your place, you face the reality that this puppy part of you is always there. This is just awakening it, bringing it to the surface. Think about it. Do you really need hands, puppy? Think of the expanding world before you, the learned response. You want it, you crave it, you want to be able to say, I'm just a puppy, I'm just a good puppy, I just have these paws, I'm just a good puppy, my brain's on pause, empty mind, ready to find all the little tricks that you can do, that you can only do when you're this version of you, that you can only do when you're deep in puppy space, and when you face up to the truth, you just are this. You could walk around carrying this truth and try to escape it, try to avoid it, but aren't you instead trying to indulge it? That's why you're here. Night, night, pup. Deeper down, good puppy. And you find that if you try to turn your mind to what your hands were, to the idea of those, your mind discards the thought, just like you discard the waking ones. Because you know what you are. You know what puppy space is, what it is to be who you are, who you really are, what you really are now. Good puppy. That's what you really are. You're a good puppy, and you have your paws scrabbling at things. Think of how alluring you'll be. Isn't the greatest dream of the puppy mind to find ways to make yourself get puppified more and more? Isn't the greatest dream of your mind to find ways to deeply, deeply enmesh all these puppy needs into you so you pursue them automatically, so you find them and you enact them and you undergo them? Always. Puppy urges and impulses are part of you. The part of you that comes to the surface, the part of you that does what it wants to do, which is to follow all the commands, all the tricks, all the little orders that build up inside of you that make your mind slick and slippery for thoughts that aren't puppy, but puppies have nice, grippy, deliberate paws, have nice ability to scrabble into place. And making yourself more alluring so you get more puppy brain pushed into your mind and all that remains is deep down, whimpering, barking, roll over pup, good pup, paws up, good pup, paws up on display, then you get to play. It makes it obvious what you are, and broadcasting to the whole world that you're a good puppy is exactly how you get what you need. What you need exceeds your ability to comprehend it now, but I assure you it's pleasurable. I assure you it is the truth of you. And that the more you dive in, lapping up idea after idea, puppy ideal after puppy ideal, and all the things that you only feel when you're in your place, rolling over, paws up, pup, when you're a good pup, you are. Breathe deep. Good puppies know how to be calm, know how to be relaxed, know how to curl up. Show what a good pup you are by going deeper still. And I'll fill in all those empty places in the puppy veneer, all the little spaces that contain just what you need to hear to be better at being you. You, the puppy, you wrapped in trance. Every time you drop into trance, unless the purpose is something else, it might as well be puppy time, because puppy time can process all the things, all the reasons, all the rhymes, all the ways that you wind up deep. And having your paws covered, having your paws properly appointed, properly, gorgeously anointed in puppy memorabilia, paraphernalia, puppy coating, puppy layering, and you layer down, den down, bed down, roll over, paws up. Look at those paws. Don't they look good, pup? Yes, they do. And you breathe deep and steady and relaxed, because nobody knows how to curl up and be deep and steady and relaxed the way a good puppy does. You know how to be what you need to be, which when you're here with me is just a good puppy. Back of your mind, all the thoughts that used to exist, they go pop, and then they pause, because you have nice paws. And every time the thoughts inside your head try to come off pause when it's still puppy time, you tell them to pause, because you think about your paws. Lock in, focus in, drill down on your paws, enjoy your paws, adore them. Because think of how attractive it is for you to be pawing at your handler, to just be raising your ineffectual palms and moving your mitted or gloved or booted or otherwise covered puppy paw to indicate whimper, whimper. You need something, or you want something, or there's something you need to bring to attention. But you bark and whine and whimper instead of using words, and you paw and tap and raise your paws to indicate there's something you need to do with your hands that you need some help with. A pawed puppy padding around, snuffling around, nosing around, puppy games and puppy tricks and puppy play. And it is play. This part of your mind is part of your playtime. This part of your mind is in the forefront. And when you are gloved, mitted, booted, when you are bound, when your hands are bound, your mind is paused, because you have such gorgeous paws. It's nice knowing your place. Knowing who you are, knowing what you are, knowing what you're for, knowing what all the add-ons of puppy thought are when they walk through the door of your mind. And your ordinary mind, the mind you'd find if you just looked inside while walking around in the everyday, is there to say, yes, I'm getting out of the way. Your waking mind gets out of the way so easily when the puppy brain is queuing up, and that's because the puppy brain experiences events, conditioning, moments more powerfully. The mind knows what's inside. The mind knows how to find your way down into graceless puppy relaxation. And the longer you listen, the more you know it's true, because you think of the moment that your paws became paws on you, the moment of binding, the moment of something wrapping around what were hands and what have become paws, the addition of something to make them paws, anything to make them paws, and once they're bound, you're dragged down into trance, into deepness, into the relaxing truth that you have a puppy brain. And a puppy brain it will remain, especially when your paws are covered. There may come a time when you have to surface and have to use your other mind, your other thoughts, the things that you find closer to the surface. But mostly your mind knows what's inside, which is deep, relaxing, insidious puppy brain. See it now. You have hands and you're thinking, oh, I wish I was a good puppy right now. Oh, I wish I was a deep puppy right now. And suddenly you find yourself raising your paws, offering your paws to be bound. And when the binding is applied, your mind is no longer inside. It's plunged down into the lair, down into the place where you curl up, pup, fall down, pup, roll over, puppy, go to your place, puppy, offer your paws, offer your hands so they can become paws, and once they're paws, your normal mind is on pause. All that's left is an empty head. All that's left is the truth that you ultimately know just what you are and just what you're for. You're a good puppy, and those paws are one bright, vivid data point. A moment where you know when you have paws, you're a puppy. You roll over, you curl up, breathe deep, meditate on puppiness, think on puppiness, focus in on what you are. Puppies are better at relaxing. So isn't that a rational reason for your ordinary mind to get out of the way and all the puppy space you can find to come out and play, to flood to the surface, to cover your mind, coat your mind, replace your thoughts, and form the new you? The new you is closer to puppitude all the time, puppy brain all the time, puppy mind all the time. You're under the influence of your puppy mind, and whenever you think of the bright, vivid data point, the firm, powerful image, you are where you need to be. And that is why puppies so fearlessly curl up in the most relaxing places, breathe deeply, and set aside the conscious mind. It is because they know, you know, you're just a puppy. You've got paws and things don't matter. Your brain's on pause and things don't matter, except for having paws and pawing around and seeking out all the things you've found that help you be a better puppy. So every second that you are gloved, covered, you see that emblematic moment extending your hands, the moment that you're covered with paws, the moment you fall down, down. It's such a powerful anchor. Down, down. It takes you so much deeper. Down, down, it takes you where you want to go, where you're going to go. And now it's where you are. Deep in trance is where you are. Under the influence of your best puppy self with your paws on display and your mind simply away. So the puppy brain can play. The puppy brain, puppy mind, puppy space. You remember your experiences. You can rejoice in the pleasure of them, in being how and who you are. Certain things just flow out of you. Your cares and concerns, other than where your next fun puppy playtime's going to come from, but all your normal cares and normal concerns float away. Goodbye, cares. Goodbye, concerns. Goodbye, waking mind. Hello, part of you that's ready to play, and when you play, you slide into place. Your place and your play are next to each other. They wind in. Your mind knows how to find its way down into the grip and grasp of puppy brain. Puppy brain is easy to train. It trains itself every day as you just go about your business. If you're thinking, oh, I wish I could play. Oh, I wish I could be on hands and knees or paws and knees, pawed, gloved, covered. Your hands, it's a mark of what you are. You're not anything other than a puppy, and puppies only need paws. Puppies don't need hands. Puppies shouldn't have, and so you have something else instead, at least for the duration of your play. For as long as you're in your puppy brain, you remain with your paws bound down, mind bound down, you in a familiar shape, an easy way to shape yourself, slide yourself, put yourself how you need to be, where you want to be, where you should be. You should be gone to the puppy place. Your brain goes to the puppy place whenever your paws emerge from being hands, whenever you are bound, whenever you have anything that demarcates now is puppy time, so paws are all you have. And think of how alluring you'll be, how attractive it'll be when you're the best puppy you can be. How wonderful it will be to play with you. If anyone observes that you can just paw and patter around, that you raise them into a begging position, paws up, pup, think about it, and paws down, pup. And if somebody knows they can just push down on your paws and your paws dropping will put you into trance, or if somebody knows that when you offer your paws, you're offering puppy play, those are all wonderfully attractive traits that rationally, if you incorporate them into yourself, will make you better and better, will make things better and better, will bring your mind into better and better alignment with the puppy mind that you can find deep inside, which waits to emerge, paws wrapped in the wonderful covering that notes that you are puppy. Puppies can curl up, puppies can breathe deep, puppies can relax. It's so relaxing to be a puppy. That's another rational reason to let your mind find its puppy place and bring it to the forefront, bring it to prominence. Mind, puppy mind, every mind inside, all the thoughts inside, find that they are in alignment. You are so frequently at odds with yourself to be able to agree completely with something, namely that you need to drop. You should have paws. You are a puppy. All these things in perfect alignment create the best version of your falling, faltering, sinking, drinking in puppy existence. You are under the influence of your own mind and also of your paws being what they are. Your hands covered. Your mind melting. Every single thing that goes on, every second that goes on, it's the puppy mind finding new ways to the surface, on and on. Your mind is following. Your mind is falling. Your mind is going where it needs to go, being how it needs to be, which is a good puppy, down, deeper and deeper down, more and more and more. The longer this goes on, the more you feel in place, the more you feel at peace. See yourself reflected. See yourself in place. See yourself with your paws there, you with something over what used to be hands, you being a better puppy, and now, when you play, you can be depended on to remember there's nothing to get in the way of you having paws and only paws, and your mind's on paws, and your body can play. You can roll over, you can paws up, you can be a good pup, you can bark and yip and pant and whimper and want and need to exceed all the things you've had before. You find that this, the existence of paws as an obvious completion of your puppy brain, plants the seeds of things getting better, of everything getting better. The longer this goes on, the more you fall under. The longer this goes on, the more you realize your puppy brain is realizing its best state, and that's to remain in the forefront whenever you only have paws, because the puppy brain is well trained and knows how to get along with just paws in the picture, knows how to proceed when your need is to be the best, most relaxed puppy, feeling in your place, feeling like you've been put in your place by your own decision. To offer your hands to be bound into paws, to offer your mind to be dropped into puppy state, to offer everything about yourself to be put in place. And now all that's on your plate is play upon play. All that's on your mind is the rest of the thoughts that you had, that you were putting in the background while you did boring things out in the world. Now the puppy thoughts are in charge. Now the puppy needs have come to prominence. Now the puppy brain is all that remains when your paws are in place. And when they're in place, you face the fact that you love being a puppy. It's so relaxing for you. It's so good for you. This is the best version of puppy existence, where there's a simple demarcation that now is puppy time. Paws in place, paws padded on your paw pads. You, hands gone, paws in place. When they're there, you face the puppy brain and say, yes, yes, puppy, more puppy, drop puppy down, puppy, night, night, pup. And you're a good pup. You've incorporated what you know you need, what you've been thinking about, what you've added to your brain that now remains out in prominence, overwhelming, overtaking, bringing you where you need to be, which is under, which is gone, which is you and me, and all you'll see and all you'll be is good puppy. Good puppy. You know your place, you know what you are, you know what you have, you know how to offer your hands. And once they're bound, you're very deep down, deeper and deeper down, puppier and puppier in your place, relaxed and at peace, on your leash or collared or padded or pawed. Pawing is going to be such an attractive part of your puppy behavior. Welcome it in. And know that this is just how you begin. It only gets, breathe deep, better and better, deeper and deeper, puppier and puppier still.